Some anglers have a lot of changes when it comes to sponsors, but some anglers also move, and then they also have new babies. And with me today is Dave Wolak. And Dave, I guess first thing is, both those things just happened for you.
Yeah, moving and a new baby. I'm doing a lot of shaking and a moving here. I'll tell you what, I don't think I've ever been so busy. And it's in the off season, so I had a very, very, very busy off season.
Well, it's neat. You know, of course, those folks have been around bass fishing a little bit. You know your record and know that you had a big win and a lot of things happened for you in the Elite Series last year. But they also know that at one time when you started this gig, you didn't have any sponsors. You had a Yankee hat on. And are you still wearing that once in a while?
Oh, yeah. I still have that old beat-up Yankee hat, that visor. I break it out every once in a while when I'm having a tough day. But it's really getting worn out big time now. It's like faded. I think it's like a white hat now, so... but, yeah, that Yankee hat was good to me over the years.
Well, no doubt about it, but now you've got a Toyota hat and a Yamaha hat and several other good things going on. Tell me a little bit about that sponsorship and what's going on with Toyota and then, of course, what's going on with Yamaha.
Well, I've been very fortunate to have great sponsors. After I won Rookie of the Year, I had great companies to work with. And, you know, starting with Toyota, they had the Reigning Rookie of the Year program, which is a program that they kind of put together to carry the Rookie of the Year into the next year and help them get a little bit of leverage to go after this world of bass fishing. And they were gracious enough this year to bring me on board for another year. And, in fact, I just got my new Tundra yesterday and pretty awesome truck. You know, I mean, I just drove it around for one day, actually officially driving it. But, you know, with that program and moving on to another year to be with them, they're just, you know, a first-class company to work with overall. And Yamaha this year... stepped it up for me, so I'm going to be running a Yamaha Wrap boat and Yamaha Wrap Ranger, so I'm, you know, really excited about that. And, you know, everybody, you know, Terry, I listen to all your radio interviews, and everybody's always excited about the season, getting ready to go and everything, and, you know, I'm really excited about it, but I'm really ready to start fishing this year more than ever. I'll tell you what, I moved, and I was, you know, in the off season, more worried about blowing my back out moving furniture than I was about what's going on fishing. So I finally got all this stuff settled, and you know, I got some, you know, my sponsors worked out, my boat and truck wrapped on, and I'm really excited about starting fishing, and I can't wait. I actually haven't even taken a cast since about the beginning of November, so it's a long time coming for me.
Well, I think that's therapeutic. You know, a lot of people, they just keep doing it, and then they end up getting burnt out no matter what it is. I mean, if you're the best at something, which you guys all are in the Elite Series, you know, it's good to take time off. It's good to get refreshed. And then also, you know, you get those new sponsors. I mean, we forgot to mention a couple of those things. Yum, you know, Yum Plastics, you've been working with them now for a while. And also, Minn Kota, you've picked up a couple of those as well. But it's good to have time off, Dave.
Oh, it definitely is. But, you know, I actually, you know, I'm being an ex-baseball player here. I set some personal goals, and it's kind of like superstitious things. I said that going into this season, I'm not going to go in with weighing as much as I did, so I wanted to lose about 15, 20 pounds. So we have an elliptical here and a treadmill at the house and, you know, a little bit of weights. And I've been working out really hard to try to lose some weight because, you know, this sport is a sport where you're on your feet all day and you're moving around, and a lot of people, you know, it's a big misconception that we just kind of sit around all day. And my superstition was that I will not, I guess it's sort of a superstition, that I won't cut my hair until I lose 20 pounds. So I was weighing myself every day, and my wife was yelling at me, "You're not going to lose it in one day." So I've been burning like 750 calories on the elliptical, and I'd like to tell everybody out there that I have a nice, clean haircut, because I finally lost the weight.
Well, that's awesome, you know, and you got to set those goals, and you've done it on your own. And as you mentioned, you know, fishing, a lot of people think it's sitting on a bucket with a big dew worm or something, you know, out there fishing. But in reality, it's a lot of work, and you guys are athletes.
Oh, it's a tremendous amount of work. Last season, I fished both the FLW Tour and Bass Elite Series, and it was really too much for me. I mean, I don't know if I was both mentally and physically ready for it, because I was going from tournament to tournament, never really catching up on sleep. You know, I'd like to say, you know, I don't want to be the person that makes excuses, but my performance did, you know, lax definitely because of my just, you know, physical well-being. I was totally run down. And, you know, going into this season, I still have a very busy schedule, but I'm going to make sure I'm a little bit more ready, and I'm going to stay on top of it during the season. If it takes me getting up early in the morning and going running, I actually started that a little bit last year. I remember at the FLW at Okeechobee, I was, you know, it was nice out, so I was getting up before I went out and practiced and ran a little bit. But, you know, I'm a person that I'll pack the pounds on if I don't do that. So, you know, you have to stay on top of that type of thing.
Well, you talked about being a baseball player. What position did you play?
Well, I was kind of a all-over-the-place guy. When I was younger and I was smaller, I kind of played the middle infield, and then I moved into third base and settled in there for a while. And then I started playing a little bit of right field as I got older, too, because I slowed down and started lifting weights and worried about hitting a little bit more. But I still had a good arm, but I wasn't as fast as, you know, the rest of the infielders. So they stuck me out in right field, and I was able to gun them down if I could catch the ball and get to it. But but I had to get the ball first. So.
Well, you know, if you just started out that you were a right fielder as a kid, you know, we used to put the guy that couldn't play in right field.
I know. You know,
having bat last.
I know, and coming from being an infielder, it was tough for me being out in right field, but, you know, you really realize the importance of that position once you get out there, and especially towards, you know, high school and college when there's a lot of hard hit balls in the gap and a lot more lefties that you face that are, you know, in the middle of the lineup. I definitely saw the importance of being a right fielder, so yeah, I did all right out there, not too bad.
Well, there's a lot of gaps in fishing, too, you know that? I mean, a lot of balls hit in the gap fishing, and you got to make those big decisions. You got to make them quick, just like you would on a baseball field.
Yeah, you do. And I, you know, a lot of my, you know, sports background that I grew up, you know, playing all kinds of sports. I was also in competitive skiing but just all kinds of stuff. I really feel that that's carried over into fishing as well. And it's, and you'll see, you know, more so, especially with the amount of tournaments that are out there, people that have sort of an athletic background or really take advantage of the time in the off season to physically work out, that you know, they'll be the ones that are excelling in these, you know, duration years where, you know, you're out there like week after week. And you know, towards the end of the season is when I think I started to step it up a little bit, because I had at least a week off in between the tournaments, you know. So you know, I think you'll see more of that in the future, too.
Well, you know, let's reflect a little bit on what's coming up. I mean, you know, you've got, as the season progresses, you know, you're going to have some events where you're going to have to really travel the country. And I think a lot of people think, well, you know, anybody can fish, but then they don't think about driving 50,000, 60,000 miles. This year, probably over 50,000 miles in the automobile.
Oh, yeah. And, yeah, I'll tell you a funny story here. I came to North Carolina. When I moved to North Carolina, you know, you got to take a driver's test over a written test. And I thought, God, the heck with it. I drive every day. I'm not going to have a problem with this test. And I think I missed failing it by like one or two questions. It was hard. It was 25 questions, and they were all like specific to the state of North Carolina. So, yeah, we put a ton of miles on. And, you know, that's, you know, one of the benefits of that's great with Toyota is that, you know, driving a new truck around the country and pulling a great boat and a great, you know, with the great motor and having a great tackle sponsor. I mean, all my sponsors have been great to me. And you know, finally getting all this stuff aligned, I'm really definitely ready to fish.
I'm not for sure I'd have told anybody that I almost failed a driver's test, in particular that if they're giving you a truck, and also you got to be in a boat and there's going to be somebody riding with you. I think I'd have kept that low profile.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, I had Hackney on here not too long ago, and he was telling me about he never goes over the speed limit. How about you?
I don't know if I want to say that here publicly, but I'll tell you what. There's times where, you know, you look down and you're driving and you get so used to driving that things going by you fast don't look like they're going so fast anymore. So I think I might exceed the speed limit here and there once in a while. I followed Terry Scroggins last year from one lake to another, and I'll tell you what, he, and him, actually Kevin Wirth was ahead of me, and they took off into the distance, man. I'll tell you, there's two guys that definitely exceed the speed.
Well, but you remember Kevin Wirth was a racer. You know, he used to ride in the Kentucky Derby.
That's probably why.
Yep. You know, that he starts out, he's always trying to be. I bet he was always in ahead, too. He was probably Kevin, then Scroggins, then you, right?
Well, yeah, actually, that's what it was. And then Kevin just went off into the sunset, and I said, you know what, the heck with it. I'm not following these guys anymore. So I called Scroggins and said, I'll meet you at the location we're going to.
Well, you got to give those cars a little oats on the way. Maybe you catch up at him at the gas station, too.
I guess so. I just maybe fall asleep sometimes and not pay attention when I'm on the phone or something like that, and I let people go by me.
Well, Dave, I got to first, you know, tell you, you know, all kidding aside, you know, one of the true gentlemen in this sport. I mean, the people who saw, you know, when you won the tournament and what it was like for you and the reactions and stuff, the true consummate professional. And I think, you know, that doesn't come because you're putting on an act or anything. That comes because that's genuine. And, you know, the time that I've known you, I've known all along what a great professional you are.
Well, I appreciate that, Terry. And, you know, when I won that tournament, I, you know, there was a lot of things that were kind of coming to a head in my life. from all different directions, you know, with the baby and moving and so many different angles I was getting hit. And I said to everybody that I see at all these boat shows all over the country, you know, I'm traveling in the off season here, I said, I promise you next time maybe I'll talk a little more. I was so choked up because it's the culmination of working for something for so long, and it finally comes through. It's hard to really even say anything. There's nothing you could even say.
It's a neat feeling to see that happen. It was neat for me to see it happen for you. And, Dave, I appreciate you being with us at Bass Fan Radio. Now, we're going to keep up with you all year, right?
Oh, yeah. And I appreciate you having me. And you just you call me back, and we'll discuss some of the meaningless stuff like we always end up talking about. All right?
Well, no more old jokes, though. You started on me yesterday about some old stuff. We don't want that anymore.
Yeah, that wasn't intentional.
Well, you had me in the nursing home, for heaven's sakes. But anyway, thanks for being with us. I'll see you down at the Classic, probably.
Okay, that sounds good. I'll see you, Terry.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.